Next item on the agenda, item number 8, Douglas Burdette, 07-2375. Mr. McGinnis. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, sir. Give it a second. It's taking a little time to load up here. There we go. This is a project for Mr. Douglas Burdette. He's requesting authorization to construct a 10x10 open-sided gazebo onto the proposed L-head platform of the private non-commercial pier adjacent to his property along the Lafayette River in the city of Norfolk. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. As I mentioned, it's on the Lafayette River, this location here. This is just an aerial shot. The arrow there is pointing to the existing pier that's on the property. The house is actually located here. Mm-hmm. And the protestants, Drs. Holder and Newman, live in this home here, I believe. Just another shot there. This is the pier that's shown here is what is existing right now, but it is proposed to be replaced. This is a drawing of the existing site conditions. And this is actually what's proposed with the red 10x10 area representing where the gazebo will be placed. just to provide a little background information, Flint Construction, who is acting as the agent contractor for Mr. Burdette, submitted an application number 07-2176. It's actually a separate application than the one that's here before you today. That was for a combined pier and boathouse project. However, after having received the objection from the adjacent property owner, they chose to split the project by removing the gazebo from the first application, receiving a no permit necessary letter from staff for the pier itself, and then reapplying for just the gazebo, which is what is here before you today. So the pier itself has already been exempted under state code as statutorily authorized.
Is that the pier that was that's there now, or is there a different pier?
No, sir. They have not constructed the new one yet. They're probably waiting to do it all at one time, I imagine.
Okay. In real quickly, any change in design lengthwise or otherwise from the existing footprint to what will be coming?
It is slightly longer.
Okay.
And I believe it's a straight pier. Let me back up here. It's frozen up on me. There you can see the existing pier and how that's aligned. It actually has a little bit of a curve to it, so they're going to straighten that up, and it will go to a little bit further out. Of course, the Lafayette River here is fairly wide, so it's
thank you.
Really isn't an issue with length.
All right.
This is just a cross-section, just a simple 100-square-foot open-sided gazebo. I'll just go through a couple ground shots. This is what's out there now. This photo was taken about 3 weeks ago. Poor condition. It was certainly needed to be replaced. Just looking back onto the upland again, this is Mr. Burdette's home and his neighbor there who is objecting to the project. This is standing at the back steps of Mr. Burdette's home, and really, because of the elevation, you can't even see the existing pier here, but it actually is down in this area. You can actually see the pilings out here that were just to the right of the existing pier. And this photograph is actually standing on the property line, and you can see the existing pier here. The new one will extend a little bit further out, and the gazebo is proposed to be built on the end. So, at least from what staff can tell, it appears that the neighbor's view is already blocked to that area by the trees and this playground set in this particular location. As you step back further on the property line closer to the road, really a similar circumstance. There's that piling again that's out in the water, so the pier will go out a little bit further, and the gazebo will be roughly in this location. So the protest we did receive did mention that the proposed gazebo would block their view of the river. It really did not address any other issues, so that appears to be the sole reason. Just to note that if the Drs. Holder and Newman's objection had not been made, Mr. Burdett's proposed open-sided gazebo would have otherwise qualified for statutory authorization as provided by the code, since the proposed 100-square-foot structure falls below the 400-square-foot threshold allowed for open-sided gazebos built in conjunction with private non-commercial piers. In addition to the letter of objection, staff also received a letter of support from Mr. John Kennedy, dated November 28, 2007. Mr. Kennedy stated he lived across the river from Mr. Burdett and thought the proposed gazebo would be visually appealing. He also indicated that other members of the community were also in support or had no objections to the project. Staff did not receive any concerns or objections from other state agencies, and so therefore I'll move into our summary and recommendation.
Please.
While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestants, staff does not feel that Mr. Burdett's proposed gazebo is excessive since it falls well below the 400-square-foot threshold provided in statutory authorization contained in Section 20.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. When considering that the protestants' own view of Mr. Burdett's pier and gazebo will almost entirely be blocked by existing evergreen trees and playground equipment, staff does not believe the applicant's proposed gazebo will significantly obstruct the protestants' view of the Lafayette River. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 20.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. McGinnis? Thank you, Ben.
Sure.
Is the applicant here represented? Applicant here or represented?
Applicant.
You're the applicant as well?
No, I'm the neighbor.
Okay.
The protester.
Gotcha.
Good morning, Mr. Baum, members of the board.
Raise right hand. You saw on the square testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Chris Flint with Flint Construction. I'm the applicant's agent and contractor. Mr. McGinnis absolutely pointed out all my concerns about the playground and the trees, and I just wanted to add that without the gazebo, there's also going to be a boat lift out there. It's just as tall, so, and that's already been approved, so it's not going to really add anything than what's already there. And if I could you flip back a couple of photos, Ben, please? Just wanted to point out one more thing for the board.
Sure. You can actually.
Just one more. I think it is one more. There it is. The protesting neighbor also has that gazebo that's kind of in line with the pier as well. Wanted to point out. I didn't know if we were blocking the view from any kind of den or just another gazebo ourselves.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm John Kennedy. Wrote an unsolicited letter when I saw the announcement in the paper of the application.
You saw him swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed.
So without talking to Mr. Burdett, I'd only met him one time briefly in front of my house when he was taking a photograph. I live directly across the river. I have the single best view. Could I have the previous slide that you...
For 37 years.
Let the record reflect the house is directly across from the pier. Continue.
It's a beautiful view. I see it every morning. My bedroom is on the front. I've taken many photographs of the area, enjoyed the wildlife. I think it's a perfectly natural amenity for someone that lives in that location that wants to, for he and his young children to enjoy the water, to have a pier. The other thing about it is it's terribly exposed. In the summertime, a little bit of shade would be a godsend. and that's all he's asking for. And I support the project 100%. I've talked to some of my neighbors. I found no objection on our side of the river.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of the project? Yes, sir. The opponents to the project? Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
My name is Francis Holder. I am Mr. Burdett's neighbor, and having seen the presentations and the PowerPoint presentation, I would say life is really about perspectives. Those across the way have a direct view of the pier, but those of us who are to the side of the house have a very different view of that pier and the gazebo. I have spoken to Mr. Burdett several months ago. We had no difficulties at all with the pier, although it was going to be extended out. And I suspect that the extension of the pier is what brings about the difficulties with the cut in view. I brought several photos just to show where the pier seems to be located. And I brought a blueprint also of the lot.
Okay. Thanks.
So the pier, as I said, we had no exception with the pier. However, we had an exception with the gazebo in that it would rise about 10 feet off of the height of the pier, and that would bring it into view of pretty much the dining space in the back of the house, the bedroom in the back of the house, and the deck in the back of the house off to the left-hand side. Granted, there is the play set there, but in terms of exactly where the gazebo is would make a huge difference, thereby my comment about perspective. If the gazebo is out of the sight of vision, meaning behind the play set, that's all fine and well. However, if the same gazebo extends outwards towards our property line, it would clearly cut into the field of vision to the left side of the home.
Any questions? Let me, so that I'm straight, these trees beside the playset?
Correct.
Are they your trees or are they the other property owner's trees?
Can I get a little closer?
Sure.
That tree is right on the property line.
Okay, so if the gentleman decided that he wanted to place a fence, linear fence, that ran along the property line all the way down to here, that would obscure your view as well, would it not?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Further comments? You've got 2 minutes. Thank you, sir. You get 2 minutes to rebut if anyone wants to rebut anything that was said. Thank you. Matters before the commission for action.
I'll make a motion that we hold the staff's recommendation in Article 2707-2375 in accordance with the Code of Virginia 282-1205A.
Motion made by Mr. McCluskey to uphold staff's regulation pursuant to the Code of Virginia. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for your presentation. Next item on the agenda is Wilmick Zimmerman Homes, LLC, 072125. Mr. Nykirk.
Yes, sir.
Wilmick Zimmerman Homes is requesting authorization to construct an 80-foot-long open-pile marginal wharf extending a maximum of 20 feet channelward of mid-high water with a 10-foot-wide octagonal gazebo structure on the wharf adjacent to their community property associated with the Hawthorne Green subdivision situated along the northeast branch of Sarah Creek in Gloucester County. The project is protested by two nearby property owners. project is located here along a cove of the northeast branch of Sarah Creek in Gloucester.